Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Talk.
These days, my biggest concern is inflation.
About what matters the most.
I worry about unemployment.
Hear about it first.
A brand new Trump economic boom.
An opportunity economy.
Talk about it now.
The Sky gets it right.
Now. Right. Right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
You know, added to the schedule after the initial kind of setup, the Black Tie Blue Jeans barbecue, they've added Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, and that is going to make it an even better time, but it's always awesome. This is at Legacy Park. It's this Friday night, and I've got a pair of tickets. It's valued at, like, what, $190 for a pair?
Yeah.
So I've got a pair of tickets for you right now. If you are caller number 7 at 877-975-9825. Go ahead and call in right now. That's caller number 7, and you'll score a pair of tickets. It has always been a very, very good event that I think has been around now for, I want to say, 23 years, I believe. They probably didn't do 23 of them because I think we had the COVID thing. But yeah, doing it for a long time. Always a great crowd, great food. Yep, I'll be out there. Greg will be out there, and we're looking forward to it for sure. So good luck on the tickets there. Top story. Well, top stories. I guess one of them would have to be the pagers that blew up. Yeah, on Hezbollah. It is believed possibly Israel may be behind it. That's what Hezbollah believes, that, you know, Mossad, the intel, you know, folks within Israel, may have planted high explosive PETN in Hezbollah's pagers. And that has killed like 8 and wounded thousands more. So, yeah, this is a big story. The Lebanese government estimated 2,750 people injured. And they've got 8 killed. Lebanon's health minister giving out those numbers. The 2,800 wounded, including 200 seriously. Hezbollah has said that 2 members are among the dead. A young girl, the daughter of a Hezbollah member, was also reported killed after a pager exploded in her parents' home.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, this will be top story for sure.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, do have a winner. Jeff Moran checked in, so congratulations. So if you're trying to get in, got a winner already for this hour.
All right, it's over, but are we doing another pair?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do some more tomorrow, maybe Friday, you know.
Just, all right, we'll spread them out a little bit.
We'll spread them out.
All right, so just, well, what's the bottom line? You keep listening.
Yeah.
And then listen more.
Yeah, I like the way you're
done, listen.
And if you don't win, seriously, I mean, it's a great event, and we hope to see you out there. Be sure and come up and say hey.
For sure. And, yeah, there's still a few tickets available, but I don't know how long they'll last. So grab them up while you can. P. Diddy held without bond in New York. Very, very serious charges being put on him. And, you know, this guy, there's been all kinds of, you know, reports and things that go back years about his behavior. And one of them is this, like, kind of parties that he would throw. Mm. And he called them freak-offs.
What? Yeah, but that pretty much describes, if you try to figure out what it is, that probably is a good description.
Let's just say drug-fueled, going on for days to the point to where even some people had to have, like, IV bags to rehydrate.
Wow.
Yeah. And here's the big problem with it. There were some people who were drugged, so this wasn't the big problem is not necessarily a voluntary type scenario.
Yeah.
And that is, that's a big deal, and it's a bad deal. And it's awful. And apparently there's, a woman behind him that's considered almost like, they've actually described her as the Ghislaine Maxwell of P. Diddy's. Yeah, the gatekeeper is what they refer to her as. So I believe she is also part of that arrest. The feds are taking it very serious. My understanding is if these charges, and there might be more coming, but if these charges alone could bring a sentence up to 40 years in prison.
That's serious stuff.
We don't see that usually happening, get the full extent, but this guy's going to go away for some period of time if they can prove true.
And if they want to make a point,
these allegations,
they'll give them as much as they can. If they're trying to.
Yep. And the Fed meets today. Are they going to lower the rate? Sure sounds like it. Just a matter of will it be a quarter point or a half point. Some Democrats were trying to push for a greater cut, like 0.75 points. I kind of doubt that'll happen, but we'll find out later on.
Since they're always still all concerned about inflation and all that kind of thing.
Yep. I told you that David Muir, his ratings for ABC World News Tonight dropped by 12%. That is substantial. Right after the debate. In other words, people are saying, hey, clearly you're biased. And when people watching ABC News are waking up to that, that's an excellent sign for Donald J. Trump, I think.
Yeah.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and her favorite dance partner, Fox News' Peter Ducey. Yeah, she likes to do a little dance with him.
He likes to lead her every places.
Day. Uh-huh. Let's see. What did Ducey asked a question. He says, it's been only 2 days since somebody allegedly tried to kill Donald Trump again, and you're here at the podium in the White House briefing room calling him a threat. How many more assassination attempts on Donald Trump until the president and the vice president and you pick a word to describe Trump other than the threat?
Wow. That's good.
Ooh.
I bet her wig got all bunched up.
It got even curlier. Those curls tightened right up. And then her hair stood on end and somebody yelled, Beetlejuice! But they were just trying to promote the new movie. Jean-Pierre berated Ducey, telling him this question, was you ready for this quote?
Yeah, right.
Incredibly dangerous in the way you're asking it. The question itself is like an AK-47.
Wow.
The question itself is that dangerous.
How just out of touch is this little woman?
In a follow-up, Ducey asked about the possibility that mentally unstable people would miss her call to tone down political rhetoric and act on the word threat. Act on the word threat, meaning Donald Trump's the threat, right?
Sure, right.
Is there no concern that people are taking that literally? We're using examples. We're not saying that just to say it. January 6th, Peter. January 6th, wait. January 6th. How many times do I have to? January 6th, 2021, she said. That's amazing. That is over the top. She literally was said it like six times. January 6th, Peter. In other words, we can use the word threat, that Trump is a threat because of January 6th.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Is that crazy?
They're all a little cuckoo, Bob.
Yeah.
To borrow a phrase.
To ask a question about why you keep calling a guy that's being shot at, why you keep calling him a threat, and then wondering why people keep shooting at him. January 6th, Peter.
Wow.
That's Karine Jean-Pierre.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot of stake,
a lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
You don't have to keep it positive, because it's time for What's Bugging You. So you have a chance to get the negativity out. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Bob. What's bugging you?
Well, if my memory serves, a couple of weeks ago, the FBI arrested an aide to one of the Democratic federal legislatures as being a Chinese spy. And if I remember right, she and her husband were let off by the judge on their own recognizance. And I compare that to the January 6th folks who were arrested. I think they were even denied to have any kind of bail. They just sat there and rotted in the prison. Now, you tell me which is the most problem for our democracy.
Yeah, I think we're in total agreement there, and that Chinese spying is a much greater threat than these folks that have been detained, you know, under some kind of terrorist act. So they're able to detain them without due process. Absolutely wrong. Yeah, appreciate the call. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
So, downtown, Gainesville downtown decided that they were going to have a, they were going to do this on the parking, and you had to download an app. Last year when they decided that they were going to do this, when one of our clients decided to download the app, they didn't scroll down far enough, and they got subscribed to some kind of newspaper up in Cincinnati. And you have to download the app, tell them what block you're parked on, what place you are, and what your driver's license is, or your license plate is. I went down there the last couple of days. There's hardly anybody parking in any of those parking spaces.
It's a pain.
It's Gainesville City trying to generate money because they're not getting what they want from GRU.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to be looking for revenue sources, streams of revenue. From a lot of folks. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. Yeah, I agree.
It's a pain.
The whole app thing is very, very irritating. And like I said, there's places that just won't even take cash anymore.
Yep.
You have to download the app for various services. I hate it. I hate it. And then what happens? Your phone is dead or something like that.
Yeah. And then you quit going because it's just a hassle.
Yep. But yeah, it's forced down our throats.
Yep.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I'm so Amish, I never downloaded an app yet. But what's bugging me is this concept among Democrat voters that Kamala Harris has anything of value to offer to the American people. She's programmed and scripted and primped up and prissied up and, you know, just nonsense constantly falls out of her mouth. I just, I don't want to be hearing from her as opposed to Trump, who can just go on hours and hours with sensible stuff. All right, thanks, guys.
I think Tim Walz a little prissied up himself, but that's just my opinion.
It just, it is interesting that, they can remake Kamala Harris. She had terrible ratings as a vice president.
Yep.
But people now are going to elect her as president when she was a she couldn't handle the very limited responsibilities as a vice president. And so they redo her and they take some top issues like taxes and she just follows Trump. Wait, oh yeah, yeah. You know, no taxes on tips. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. Oh, yeah. Energy, and she even used this term, energy independence.
Oh, I know.
I about choked on my ham sandwich when she said that.
Yes.
That's like, wow, that's audacity. Mm. How dare you, lady, do that? Energy independence. When she was part of the regime, the Biden-Harris regime, that did everything within their power to make life difficult for those who produce energy in this country. Well, I mean, save for solar and wind. I mean, the real energy,
real
that
energy.
97% is produced by. And so now she just shifts and changes. And and if I would have sat back and you told me that was your plan, that you were, oh, don't worry, we're going to make her over. She's going to be like brand new. She's going to be a star. You watch. And I'd be like, good luck. I mean, yeah, there's a percentage of Americans that are, you know, suckers born every day, but you're not going to fool enough people to get her across the finish line. But alas, I'm wrong. I once again underestimated the foolishness of many of the American people. And so, it's amazing that they, because I, you know, well, Biden, I mean, you knew from the get-go that he wasn't going to be a good candidate, if one at all. I mean, I am really amazed in many ways that he's actually still, well, I think he's still there.
Well,
I think.
That's the thing. Half the time we see him on the beach and she's on the road, so I don't know who's in charge. I got one for you. Oh, what's bugging me?
Not you, Greg.
No,
go ahead.
I know. That's shocking.
Nothing irritates
so
Greg.
So I'm going to order pizza over the weekend, and I call this place that we have been calling since we've lived in this house. So literally for years, at least 5 years, we'll say. And the guy goes, you know, answers the phone. Goes, hold on a second. Puts me on hold, comes back. Yeah, our location doesn't deliver to your house. So I'm going to transfer you to another location. I'm like, whoa. I've been getting pizzas from your place for years.
Maybe they built a new store.
No.
Okay.
Nice try, though. And so I'm giving him pushback because I'm like, look, I just want a pizza. Just take my order. You guys deliver here all the time. I'm in your system. Well, yeah, our cutoff is this street. I'm like, and I was getting really
irritated.
You're like
just a few houses down, right?
I'm like six houses down from that street. Come on, just take my order. No, I'm going to try. No, you're not. Thanks, kid. Bye. I don't want to put up with your foolishness. I call the location he's going to send me to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they tell me? Oh.
Call him back.
Let me transfer you back to the location. Yep. On. No!
Because historically, they had been delivering to that area.
We've redone our structure.
Oh.
So I'm going to transfer you back, and if it gives you any trouble, tell him the general managers said that. I'm like, no, I don't want
to. You, the customer, are supposed to be the in-between, the go-between?
No.
I don't think so.
How about, you know, we've changed our boundaries, and we don't deliver there anymore, but since we see you have always been ordering from us, we're going to go ahead and take your order. That's customer service. Don't give me the runaround. I'm the one that is spending money.
The Ticket.
I stand before you
from the RNC
only by the grace of Almighty God.
To the DNC.
It is my great honor.
To your vote.
I think it was a coup. They didn't want him running.
Have Joe's endorsement.
On the Sky, every move.
When I win the
election, we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
Every breaking event.
New penalties for opportunistic companies.
This is the Election Station.
Economy wrecker.
What I call an opportunity economy.
Coverage you can trust. News Talk 97.3. The Sky. Fight.
Let's not go back.
We have inflation like very few people have ever seen before.
Every move.
National abortion ban.
It's a lie.
Is on the Sky.
There's no reason to sign a ban.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
735 brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're trying to make it a happy hump day. Trump Day, indeed. Not so happy for the Hezbollah folks. Well, you're terrorists, so we don't feel too bad for you. 2,750 injured, 8 killed in a pager attack. A pager. Yeah, like, you know, you put it on your belt, it goes beep, 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 beep.
And then
you go to a payphone and you...
Yeah.
Hey, Hezbollah, the 1980s call, they want their technology back.
Boom.
Yeah, boom. And... apparently, or at least it's alleged that, you know, Mossad and Israel behind this, they must have intercepted the pagers after they're manufactured and being sent to Hezbollah. They were replacing their cell phones. They felt like the IDF and the Israelis were able to, you know, track that and trace.
They probably were.
The phones, yeah. So yeah. They go, wow, well, we'll go back to old technology and see what you can do with that. The pagers, but yeah, they were implanted with an explosive type material, and they went off almost, I guess, nearly simultaneously, and killed 8 and injured over 2,700. They're saying about 200 hurt pretty seriously. And you've got P. Diddy not able to bond out, not because he doesn't have the money, because the judge said, you are not going anywhere. And there's many, many Fed charges against him. Sex trafficking, allegedly forcing women into what they're calling freak-off sex sessions. Disturbing other abuse allegations. Not all, like, family-friendly stuff. But the guy, if these allegations are true, is a bad guy. All right. You got another bad guy, Ryan Wesley Ruth. He's the guy who was waiting for 11 hours to try to get a shot off against former President Donald J. Trump. This guy, Ruth, is 58 years old. And apparently it's emerging that he had connections in Iran that are leading some security experts to question if there was Iranian involvement.
Interesting.
And you remember, the Iranians have not been quiet about outwardly threatening former President Trump. This has kind of been an ongoing thing. A New York Times reporter who had interviewed Ruth last year, a reporter, interviewed this guy, wrote on Sunday that Ruth was working to recruit former Afghan special operations soldiers who had fled to Iran. And he was trying to recruit them to go fight in the Ukraine. Now, I saw some of the writings and things where he talked about that. But I didn't know that he actually really was working, I mean, actually making or trying to make things happen. The reporter, Thomas Gibbons Neff, wrote that when he was writing an article on volunteer fighters in Ukraine last year, his former Afghan colleague and friend Najim Rahim had put him in touch with Ruth, who had learned he had learned about that from a source of his in Iran.
Wow.
Yeah. A number of U.S.-trained Afghan Special Operations Forces had fled to Iran after the disastrous Biden withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021. Since those forces were trained by U.S. Special Operation Forces, the Afghan commandos escape into Iran, potentially delivered closely guarded secrets on U.S. Special Ops. That's not good. See, that's another failure that won't be as obvious as the withdrawal and the loss of 13 service members that apparently Biden doesn't even remember when he was having a debate. And apparently Kamala doesn't think that her soldiers are now in harm's way in deployment around the world when We just had some that were attacked and others that were killed not too long ago.
So clueless.
Our forces. Neff, this writer, suggested that Afghan commandos were interested in fighting in Ukraine because anything, even war, was better than the conditions in Iran for Afghans after the Taliban retook Kabul, in August of 21. However, other outlets reported that Iran and Russia were actually recruiting those Afghan commandos to go fight for them in Yemen and Ukraine. Wow. So this, this gets a little bit murkier. This guy who supposedly was like a roofing contractor from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Then he was building these small houses allegedly in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
His old neighbor from Greensboro, North Carolina, said the guy was cuckoo and everybody was afraid of him.
Yeah.
He had committed several crimes. He had been on the radar before. I know he got busted with, one news outlet referred to as a fully automatic.
From a guy who's not supposed to have any kind of a gun.
And scratched off the serial number on top of it.
Yeah, on the one he was, yeah.
And the one he was with, busted with.
Yeah, no serial number.
So, and now, yeah, how do you, you're all these places, you're recruiting for this and that. What?
You gotta stick to roofing.
Well.
Or tiny houses.
Well, there was already a shooter that took position on a roof. So he knew the roof was out. So he went the gardening route.
Well, according to the Secret Service, those tiny houses, they probably are too tall to actually put a Secret Service
sniper on. Or too sloped of a roof.
Well, it's a long way to fall.
But, man, could you get up there with a hose and hose it off when need to?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it just, when's the craziness going to end? When is the craziness going to end? And, by the way, that shooter that we're referring to from Butler, Pennsylvania, where's that at? What's going on with him? He had those foreign encrypted connections, three of them?
Hadn't heard anything.
Was one of them with somebody in Iran?
I haven't heard about that.
Is that possible?
Oh, well, hello, yeah.
Yeah, this... if you want people to respect, government authority and stuff like that, you have to be transparent, tell the truth, share information with folks. There are times when maybe that's not the way to go, when you have to hold something close to your vest because you're waiting for, the other shoe to fall or whatever, other things to fall into place. But, yeah, why aren't we? Why aren't we hearing about that other guy?
They will get right on that after they fill us in on Vegas.
See?
Just saying.
Yeah, there's another
one. We always
one.
Have more questions than answers, it seems.
Well, I was looking for answers. Instead, you gave me another question.
Oh, great.
It's your fault, Greg.
It's all me.
You're like the Peter Doocy around here.
All right, Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, Corinne Jean-Pierre told him. Yeah. He was asking about, why do you keep calling Trump, that he's a danger?
Threats.
Right?
Threats.
He's a threat.
Yes.
While he's being shot at. You think maybe there's some people that are picking up on that? And she said, it's a very dangerous way you ask that question, Peter.
That's just weird.
And then the horns came out of her curly little head. Me and little Beelzebub. And she did. She went, January 6th, Peter. January 6th, Peter. She really did. I'm not exaggerating. You've got to see it for yourself. I'm sure it's on YouTube and stuff.
She's a
January 6th. She said it like six times.
Yeah. I think she's a little possessed.
Beetlejuice, Peter. See, Beetlejuice!
Just a little bit.
It's not even Friday yet. I have no excuse. No excuse. Oh, so Kamala sat down with some journalists.
Really?
Yes.
That doesn't happen
very
often.
Well, it was the National Association of Black Journalists.
Oh, okay.
And if you recall, Donald J. Trump spoke with those folks, I don't know what it was, a few weeks ago,
yeah,
I think.
He talked about those black jobs.
Yeah, that's when they were, they were outwardly, clearly hostile toward him. Zero, less than zero respect. I mean, you could almost feel the hate.
Yeah, the host, she was just.
It was just ugly.
Awful.
It really was. The National Association of Black Journalists failed to ask Vice President Kamala Harris a single question about criminal justice reform during an onstage interview. Wait, no, she doesn't have a background Well, let's wait. She was a DA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She was a prosecuting attorney, right?
Yeah, she was.
She does have a degree, a law school degree, right?
Eventually, I mean, she passed, yes. She had her. She passed the bar.
Okay.
So she really should, well, yeah.
Yeah. Criminal justice reform. It would be interesting to hear from her because is she the tough on crime Kamala? And if you even look at weed, I'm going to lock you up and throw away the key. Or is she like, dude, man, I was like puffing on dupes, man, listening to Tupac back in the day.
Well, see, she's both, Bob. That's the thing. She was locking up black men for marijuana and keeping them in longer than she should have so she could use them for free manual labor.
But she made up for it by bailing out people who are burning down cities.
Yes.
Okay.
See, it all evens out.
Well, that's why you'd kind of want to know, well, where are you at now, lady?
She don't know.
Well, they never asked her that.
He brings the brutal truth.
They're trying to put the man in prison.
Mark Levin.
34 farcical felonies, and they talk about old retribution. They're the ones using the law against us.
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Thank you for supporting what we do. In fact, thank you for all that you do. Give for Marion is still underway. This is where you hook up with a nonprofit and you make a donation. And it is going on through 7 p.m. tonight. So 33 hours of giving. And most of this is focused on helping support, in many cases, local children in Marion County. But it's a very diverse group of businesses. Now, a couple that we happen to know a little bit about, the rockprogram.org. Scott Caldwell and Rondo Fernandez, they were on the air with us not too long ago. So that is a good one. Of course, Charisse Rivers of Zinnia Wealth reached out to me yesterday and reminded me about her foundation, Grilled Cheese Foundation, which, once again, these are both designed to really do a lot to help the kids in our community. So whether it's one of those two outlets or just in general, look up on the website for yourself, Give for Marion. Make a donation. It'll make a difference in your community. Feel a little bit better, your step will be a little bit.
Absolutely.
It's all good, right? Speaking of Marion County.
Yeah.
And speaking of something good.
Yeah.
How'd you like those tasty Smalls sliders, Greg?
I did indeed. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I've been chatting them up because they've got the grand opening coming up, and that's going to be on the corner of Southwest 34th Avenue and College Road, in front of Ollie's in Ocala. Yeah, it's they plan to expand. I mean, I can't give away their whole game plan, I guess, but they're an established kind of company, and they're owned locally by another local businessman. But I gotta tell you, and Greg, you said it right. You go, wait a second. When I think of a slider, I think of that really like almost paper-thin piece of meat. That is not what they're about.
So you're being raised in the Midwest with White Castle, then you got that other one that's in this area. No, these are not like that at all. In fact, I think they're underselling their product because that's a decent piece. It is a little burger, but it's actually really filling. You get a bigger bun, you get a bigger piece of meat, and from what I've been told, you can get just about all kinds of toppings and stuff on them. So
you can put like a queso sauce in there. It comes in their kind of a secret sauce, if you will, called Smoss.
I liked it.
Smoss. It is good.
I did like it. Yep.
And and they got milkshakes, and I haven't gotten to try these yet. The waffle cut fries.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I haven't yet. Yeah. And apparently they're cut fresh from large russet potatoes, and that makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
I knew a place in Orlando that did that. You know, they cut them fresh.
Yep.
The whole potato right there, the best. So I've definitely got to check that out. But tomorrow is the big grand opening, and so they'll be kicking that off at 10:30 a.m.
Tomorrow is like a day for grand openings.
What else is going on?
I've got that thing over at campus, the new one on 39th Ave.
Oh,
in front of Publix at I-75. That's where they were in the little strip there next to Publix, and they built that really nice big one there on the parking lot. Mm-hmm. So there's a certain coach.
I owe them a couple dollars.
Boy, don't I ever. They get all our money. But there's a certain coach that's supposed to show up there.
Urban Meyer's going to be there?
No. Think a little more current. Maybe he feeds people too.
The replacement for the current coach?
No, not that one.
Lane Kiffin's going to be there?
No, he's not going to be there. Spurrier's going to be there, though.
Oh, you mean
the
head ball coach. That's all you had to say.
Well, that's true.
Not a coach.
Not a coach.
The head ball coach.
Yeah, 11 o'clock tomorrow there on 39th Ave.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Ribbon cutting. I'll be there.
Any food?
Yeah, some free food. I figured. See? Okay.
I know you.
You know, okay, free food. Greg shows up.
Is Spurrier's Grill going to bring the food? I mean, that kind of would make sense.
Don't know about that.
Nothing,
but,
you don't know?
I don't think that's the
case. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I don't believe that is the case, though.
Because we rehearse everything we say, right, Greg?
And then Bob just makes stuff up. So, yeah.
It's possible.
Yes. But
it is not like a Kamala speech. This is not on the teleprompter and not rehearsed.
No.
It's all live, baby.
So come up by and say hi tomorrow.
Yeah. What time is that?
11 o'clock.
All right. Well, stop by, get your small slider, and then roll on up.
Yeah, absolutely.
North to Gainesville.
Or the other way around. Whichever way you're coming or going.
See, Greg, that doesn't work for Greg, because I'll tell you right now.
Here we go.
Greg's not like us. Greg can't identify with us. What I mean by us is, we'll grab those sliders, we will slam them while making haste down the highway. Not on our phone, perfectly focused on traffic and paying attention to all the rules and laws, but stuffing our faces because this is a way to do two things at one time. But Greg would be utterly afraid that a crumb would somehow settle in the crack of his seat, and that would drive him utterly crazy.
Bob, you should know.
Do I know you?
Well, but see, you're forgetting one thing. I have a towel in my seat.
Oh my gosh!
So that when
there you go.
Because I am a multitasker, and sometimes I do have to eat on the go.
Let me get in contact with some of my relatives up in Philly.
Yeah,
maybe Aunt Gert still has the plastic that she stapled around her couch in 1974.
Yeah.
And then you can just put that on your fancy pants car.
She have any of that runner material left over, too? I could put that on the floor.
Probably Aunt Josephine had that. Yeah.
Isn't it funny, those things we remember from childhood like that, though? And I, when I was a kid, because a lot of times, face it, the cars we had, they had cloth material. They were going to wear out.
Mm-hmm.
So you did one of two things. You either got them recovered later with new seat covers, or you got those clear ones that were sticky. And you did that ahead of time.
Call me crazy.
You're crazy.
But once they invented leather, and it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Once they invented that and put it on seats.
Yes.
There was no longer a reason to cover it. He cleans up
fairly
well, stays in good shape. Yes, eventually it could wear, but it's pretty good. And you get the feeling of leather under you.
Yes.
Not material, not plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to explain that to my lovely Betsy. She covers all the seats. I said, I don't want to sit on a cover. I want to sit on... I just bought that leather couch.
Uh-huh.
I want to feel...
Oh, it's about
the leather. Well, can you imagine if I put on one of my leather jackets and I go, oh, let me cover that with a polyurethane jacket. No.
That's a very good analogy.
Leather,
on your
brother.
Part.
Trending right now on This Sky.
And remember this, she is Biden.
Clearly, I'm not Joe Biden. No.
She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist.
And what we have done is clean up Donald Trump's mess.
As it happens.
Kamala Harris has been there 3.5 years. Why hasn't she fixed any of these problems?
The news station.
If this were like a white guy wearing a MAGA hat that took a shot at Kamala, you think the FBI would be taking months and months?
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.